Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Join me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you?
Oh,
on Christmas
lovely
Eve,
city.
How are you? How are you feeling? Good?
What's that?
On this Christmas Eve, are you feeling good?
Yes.
And it's so nice to hear from you. And Andrew and I have been back and forth because we have to do the cover for the Audible book. And, of course, there's always something that's got to be different. This has to be this. But you never know it until you do it. And every time it rejects it back for some other stupid thing. So,
Boy.
You know, it's just the way it is. So, you know, I'm so glad. I think he said he sent another one. I don't think I saw it yet, but I will let him know later on. So this is going to, we have like this show and the next show before we come to the year's end, right?
Yes, I know. Crazy,
another
right?
Year, right. And, you know, I thought maybe, you know, we have some, you know, regular listeners. If any of them would like to share maybe something they learn from listening to this radio show or from us.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, or, you know, maybe what they learned on their own, but maybe if, you know, they want to share that with us, they can press one and, you know, we'll talk about a little of the lessons learned. Now, I'm not sure if you've learned anything this year. Did you learn anything this year?
I've learned that I refuse to go into 2022 unless I see the terms and conditions. Because 2021 was not what it was cracked up to be.
Yeah, it was. It's been a long year. You know,
it's been a short year. It's been both long and short. You know, like it's in some ways it's been very long, too long, and in others it's like it seems like it just flew. You know, like I don't know. I feel like just yesterday I was taking my motorcycle out of storage, and now I'm preparing for Christmas.
Yes, the time goes far. Well, you know, what I think that I learned this year from doing this show is that we have a lot of really loyal listeners, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that they have been through us with thick and thin. I think I remember with the beginning of 2020 when the pandemic first started, I think we were a little bit of a lifeline for people. And then as the year went on, you know, we were always here for them if they had anything to say or do. But I really learned that people are really looking for answers and they're really open for them. And that, you know, for me, it just confirmed why we do the show because, you know, you don't get the email so much that I get from people thanking us for helping them and helping them to see something a little more clearly than they were seeing it before. So those are things that make me happy. And we did get a couple of hands when I said that. So, you know, maybe we'll just pick up the 516-7593 and see if that person has anything to say about something they may have learned from our radio show this year.
All right. Hello, 7593. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're live and on the air.
Oh, hi, Cindy. It's Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you, Jimmy? You never really call into our show very much.
No,
so I'm a little excited to hear from you.
This is the first time.
Is this the first time?
Yes.
Wow. But Jimmy is a client and someone that, you know, that I like very much, and he's very spiritual. And so that's even better that this is the first time after all the time that I've known you that you've actually called into the show. So you must have something to say or that you need guidance on tonight. So why don't you, like, let us hear what you need help with.
Well, actually, I was wondering what my grandmother would have to say with all this chaos going on.
You mean the chaos in your home?
Yes.
Well, she's actually very funny, Jimmy. I don't know if she was funny, but she said, it's kind of when you're glad you're dead because she doesn't have to deal with all this. But she is around. She's a good sense of humor. That she promises the chaos will, you know, slow down, you know, and that more it will change for you as you, you know, get back, you know, on working again, because I know this has been a hard year for you, and you probably move out again in the near future. Is that what you want to be doing?
Yes.
And it's a little hard for grown-ups to live in the house together, okay? You know, you're a grown-up. They're grown-ups. I think there's too many grown-ups in the house. Okay, so Grandma believes in you a lot. You know, you're one of her favorites. I don't know if you knew that, but she really likes you. And, you know, she's also going to help you with your soulmate situation, but the chaos will calm down.
You mean my twin flame?
Yep, your twin flame. Like, we don't use that word that often on our show, but, you know, twin flame is the other half of your soul. So I'm glad Jimmy brought that up. Yep. And twins, anyone who's listened to the show enough knows that twin flames are not an easy soulmate love affair. There's usually a lot of obstacles to overcome, and you have those obstacles to overcome. But actually, you have really, like, interesting cards for 2022. A couple of career choices that you're going to be doing. There is a move for you, and there looks movement in the twin flame department too. Ultimately, there's the happy family life, husband, wife, kids card. So, you know, you're kind of at the worst it's going to be in your life right now, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, it's what Grandma said. And also cut your parents a little slack. They're nice people, actually. And, you know, it's a lot on everybody. But, you know, too many grown-ups under one roof isn't always easy. And, Nothing's bad in your cards. Actually, it's a really good cards in terms of you getting a new job. And I think let's focus on that a little bit for you. And, being that you are one of my clients, are there any lessons you've learned this year that you might want to share with our listeners? Because you're always learning and growing. You're one of, like, most learning, growing people.
I actually have to, you know, thank my twin flame for directing me towards something, a show that I mentioned to you, but the answers are sometimes right in front of your face.
Yes, that is a very good, and I'll give you an example of it. Like, people used to freak out sometimes when they come to my house for readings because the numbers on this block are not in order. Now, I grew up in Merrick, the numbers were never in order,
right.
So it doesn't bother me. But one of my clients once was in the house right in front of mine, freaking out that she's lost, she can't find her way. And I said, sometimes you just need to calm down and look up. And I talked to her from my phone, like, and I could see her from my porch because I'm on the phone. And also she looks up and she sees my mailbox that says 38. I said, see, it was right in front of your face, but when you panic, you can't see it. So we have to get the panic and the fear levels down sometimes, because then we can't see what's in front of our face. And with you, I just see you're going to have the answers. You're very spiritual. You have a great sense of humor, which is going to get you through things. Can you bring that great sense of humor? This is your grandma talking, not me, but she's asking you, can you bring your great sense of humor into your home life with your family right now and take it down a couple of notches, you know, make light of certain things. Everybody, don't overreact so much. because it would make it a little more fun in the house then. And, you know, I think you could do that.
I can try to do that, because even before the phone, even before I called in, like, I was cracking jokes with myself, and I'm like, okay, why am I cracking jokes with myself? What's going on here?
let's crack some jokes with mom and dad, and let them have a couple of laughs too. But grandma promises to help a lot. You know, she's glad you called in, because she's a little sentimental this time of year with the holidays. So that's important, that she's a little sentimental. Boy, music started to play for you. That's really odd. Okay. Wasn't that weird?
Cindy,
that was weird.
It wasn't on my end.
Okay, I thought maybe you hit the thing.
I heard it.
Yep.
No, I heard it too. I looked at the screen, and on my screen it was not playing.
Yep. No, not on mine either. So it started and kind of stopped off by itself. So I think Grandma's letting us know we can have fun, listen to music, listen to the signs, listen to what's going on. And she did get us to laugh with that, whatever, you know, that was pretty funny. So let's see. And of course, Jimmy's on the line, so I'm not surprised, like, woo-woo things would happen, because he's pretty psychic himself. So I think we needed that little bit of laughter and light. But, yes, if you would just hang in there and you're like, see what the answer's in front of your face, focus on, you know, getting your life together, your career together, because then everything is going to fall into place for you. But that's like the first step. So I'm not worried about you. I really appreciate that you called in to listen to the show, because we always like to get new listeners. That's always great. So, you know, call in again, and we're going to get some other callers and see if you learned something from our show tonight. We hope that you will.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Jimmy kind of texts me regularly, so I always know what's going on in his life. So I'm sure I'll text you, okay. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
You probably know what's on my mind right now. But you already answered it,
though. Okay, and he can testify that I do answer every email or text that people send me. I try anyway.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for sharing your story with us. Bye. Okay, so we love when people share things with us. We love it. And I think he just got knocked off completely. I hope he calls back in. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, I'm sorry. This is so weird. He just got knocked off. So
yeah, I know. It's, I went to go and mute him, and he was gone already.
Yeah, and he didn't hang up. I know that. So very weird. Very weird energies here tonight. I think so. Now, we haven't screened anyone yet, right?
No, so most of you are listening to Jimmy, but I do know a couple of numbers that are there. So if we're still going out and about trying to see who learned what, we can pick up one of the regulars.
Yeah, we'd like to find out if anyone learned anything, okay? Because and we're going to do that for next week too, if, you know, because I just think they're listening every week. They must listen for some reason. There must be something reinforced or taught. Because,
I'm very entertaining, so sometimes they could just be listening for that.
Yeah, well, that could just say that they like the entertainment. That's a valid thing too. But you know, Spirit was saying to me today, I think you should ask some of your listeners, like, what is it that they're learning, or what do they, you know, like about the show, and, you know, why do they listen every week? You know, that's a lot. I mean, it really is a lot, if you think about it, to take an hour of your week every week to listen. That really is a lot.
I agree.
Do you know who pressed when we said that? I think
I see that Amanda Fest is on the line, and she texted me to let me know that she was going to be listening. And I also see that I believe Kathy is on the line. Yep, there's Kathy. I see Kathy on the line. So
we're
going to
ask those two first. We'll ask those two first and see if and I'm sure if they have anything else they want to say, that's fine too.
All right, so Kathy's been waiting longer than Amanda Fest, so we'll go to Kathy first, then we're going to jump into Amanda Fest. I'm going to jump into the chat room to screen some people. And then we'll see what's what. Hello, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. How are you? So you're one of our favorite listeners. Is there anything you think you learned from listening to the show this year?
Absolutely. And that's why I pressed one. I wasn't going to, but once you posed that question, I said, well, I've learned something. I've learned to really trust your gut, trust your intuition, because that will never, ever steer you wrong.
Exactly. And if you got that from this show, and you wouldn't just get it from us saying it, you would have to get it from having heard it and then implementing it in your life. Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Doing?
Absolutely.
Like wow.
Absolutely. Just, you know, this has been a whirlwind of a year for me, if you remember and your frequent listeners remember. Like, it went from being really, really bad to me really trusting my gut and listening to what my inner self was trying to tell me, my spirit guides were trying to tell me, and then things just continuously got better for me. So really just listen to that inner voice in your head and things will just fall into place. Like, it may not happen the way that you may want it, but it always happens where you just come out on top.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, even if, say, your gut tells you to call someone and you call them and the response is not what you wanted, that is exactly what you needed to hear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You needed to hear this is how the person feels or this is what they're still doing. So it's trusting a gut is supremely important. When we don't trust our gut, the end result becomes anxiety, okay? You become
Absolutely.
Anxious. Because spirit has no choice. If you're not listening to your gut and the thoughts they're putting in your head, the ghosting of the thoughts they put, they will just come as anxiety. Because then, you know, suddenly
Absolutely.
We have to pay attention. So I would rather listen to my gut than have anxiety. And it is a big lesson. And you are a testimony to it because you did follow your gut, listen to it, even when it kind of was telling you maybe what you didn't want to hear. And the end result is peace. That's what we
yep.
want. It may not be the outcome we thought we wanted at all, but the bottom line is when it plays out the way the universe wanted, what's best for us, we do feel at peace. And are you feeling that sense of peace now inside yourself?
Oh, my God. I have so much peace, Cindy, so much peace. It's like, wow, wow.
And that's the peace that comes from when we follow spirit, okay? And
mm-hmm.
spirit sometimes contradicts what our mind would say or what we've been brainwashed to think is good, because older souls can be very loyal to people that don't deserve their loyalty.
Sometimes
and that's
we just
what
want
we're
what
to.
We want.
Right. And so listening to that voice, even if it contradicts what our head might be telling us, ultimately brings us to that sense of peace. And that's what we want more than anything. And, you know,
Absolutely.
We don't have to have all these worry thoughts because they do no good. And that's the opposite of listening to guidance. Worry thoughts are the opposite. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because I would say that that's probably the theme that I would hope people would get. You know, even in my book, Confessions of a Reluctant Long-Time Psychic, no matter what you're going through life, the theme is in that book that spirit will be there guiding us if we listen
mm-hmm.
and there to help. No matter how bad it looks, spirit's always ready. And so that really was something, I think, probably why spirit today was telling me, can you ask your listeners to tell others what they're learning from this and what they're learning. These, I probably would not have come up with that off the top of my head, although I think Nicole will say the same thing. This is what we're really trying to teach here.
Absolutely. That's the first thing that I learned from listening to this show. Like, really, really trust your gut, trust your instincts.
Exactly. And that's why when I do a reading with someone, you know, a lot of times people prefer psychics that don't ask any questions. That's not my style, because I am never going to throw anyone under a bus, even though what I see in the cards or what I'm hearing may say throw that person under the bus, I will always ask my clients, well, what is your gut telling you? And their
right.
gut confirms what I'm seeing in those cards. Do you know what I mean? So they've already heard it. They just need validation that what they're hearing is correct.
Right.
So sometimes we need to, you know, sometimes we'll run it by someone else that we trust, you know, and if you're not sure about your gut, then you have to ask the universe again, I think this is what you're trying to tell me, but if I'm wrong, let me know. And the universe will confirm whether it's right or wrong. So it's important to ask the universe for validation. They will always give it and supply it. You know, it's not very mysterious. And the voice will only get stronger for you now. Now that you're following it,
yes.
it'll just get stronger. And so yes. I'm glad you shared that with us. Nicole, do you have anything to add to your wonderful friend Kathy for us?
As far as what? I came in halfway through because I was in the chat.
Okay, as far as what she said she got out of this show is that she learns to trust her gut and follow her gut. And that's led her to peace.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay.
She needs to follow
right.
her gut. And she needs to stop
right.
second-guessing herself. Because sometimes when Kathy does this great thing where she's got a great gut reaction, at least she did. She hasn't done it since, honestly, listening to the show. But old Kathy would do this.
She doesn't do that anymore.
Listen,
she has
yeah,
stopped with that.
Old Kathy would get a great gut feeling, and then she would talk herself out of that feeling.
Well, that's what we
Listen,
were talking about. That we'll always
yeah, know. She would talk herself out. She would come up. She would try to reason. And like, nope. And then she would try to change the perspective
that,
on it.
What,
and I'd be like, nope.
That's what Cindy was saying. We need
okay, well, good. So
that
I'm glad
person,
that I have good instincts because I didn't hear any of that.
Listen, no, that person's gone. That
person's
gone.
I love it. I love it. I love
that person's gone. And you see, the only reason she was doing that was because she was torn between being the
yep.
brainwashed, good to a fault person where give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Don't trust your gut. Give them another chance. Don't believe, you know,
mm-hmm.
what you're seeing because maybe you're not seeing it correctly. So all of those things will bless her ex for being her greatest teacher, okay?
Yes.
That he reinforced what she already knew. She already learned once, twice, three times. But this time she learned really the big lesson. You can't fix people.
Mm-hmm.
And when
yep.
people reveal themselves to you, believe it.
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad that
definitely
Kathy shared
believe
that
it.
With us because, you know, let's that be our mantra for 2022. Follow our gut.
Yes.
Okay. Follow our gut, even if we don't like what it's saying or where it may be leading. Okay. Follow
yep.
that gut.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad because I could even hear it in your voice. I could hear the energy, the positiveness, the self-love, the confidence.
No, Kathy, let me tell you something. Kathy, if I can say, name one person on this show that has done a complete 180 and made positive changes, you know, to her life and stuck with them, I could say that Kathy is for this year, Kathy takes the cake. You know, she
okay,
really,
so
really
yay.
Went from... What's that?
Let's give her the Following Spirit Award. She has followed spirit. She is the
yeah,
number one.
Yeah, she really, she's been amazing. She's been amazing to herself. And, you know, that's causing her to be amazing to other people. And, you know, she's made the change and she's sticking with the change. She's not, you know, falling back on old habits. And, yeah, I mean, the only other person that I know of on the show that made such great improvements to her life would be Amanda Fest, actually. You know, I mean, so she's kind of following in Amanda Fest's footsteps where she's literally, you
wait,
know.
So wait,
just...
I need a nickname.
What do we call Kathy? We have to get
I
a nickname
know.
For her.
We have to come up with one.
I,
we have to come
I
up with,
a, nickname.
With a nickname
you
for
have,
Kathy.
You have a week until next
okay,
week.
Okay, we're going to come
oh,
up with
boy.
A nickname for Kathy. Because,
a nickname
and not,
for Kathy, okay.
Because really, it's almost like when you get initiated into something in traditional cultures, you always had to change your name, you know? So there's a little
yeah,
bit of a
true.
Name change, right? Where, you know, you always have to take on a new name, you know? But if anyone, and again, I'm so glad that, you know, to hear how you've changed, how you listened to guidance, how you've thought about it, executed it, and have come to that place of knowing you made the right decision.
It feels amazing.
And again, sometimes it's just, you know, in a reading of an hour long, it might be two sentences that come through that changes someone's life. Someone you talk to, they say one sentence that turns the whole ship around, you know, and that's when you know spirit has spoken, because spirit knows how to say something just correctly in the right words that someone could hear, that suddenly the bells go off. And,
yes,
you know, and we can also remember times in our life when we heard that two sentences and we didn't listen to them then.
We weren't ready to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. So listen to those buzz sentences, those aha moments, those that someone, and it could be a stranger that says it, waiting on a line. Just could be someone who says something that just gels with you. You can get those little moments of these epiphanies from anyone or anything. And children are very famous for delivering them too.
Of course.
And, well, thank you for sharing your story. We're going to try to get a few other listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Mary,
bye, guys. See you both.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so you have Debbie, okay. And what,
yep.
what's going on with Debbie?
We have Amanda first, and we have Debbie before? So far.
Okay. Okay, so who do you want to go first with? Whatever.
You know what? Let's hold off on Amanda first. Only because Debbie is a little bit of a heavier kind of call. She's been trying to get through to us since the summertime, Cindy. She has not been able to do so. And basically, you know, she flat out said she's a mess. She's got some family stuff. Her mom's not well. So I said that we would just do a general reading for her, see what kind of comes through in her cards. And then we'll head back to Amanda Fest. And we'll, you know, because most likely Amanda Fest will be our last caller. So we will head back to her and end things on a very positive note. So here we go.
Okay, and also with Debbie and anyone who listens, if you want to get through and you haven't gotten through, the best way is to email me at cindysansonebrath@gmail.com and say you want to get through, okay? Because that will always put you to the top of the list, okay? Because sometimes it's the way, nature of blog talk is if you don't call in immediately to the show, it can push you down, and then it just sometimes keeps pushing numbers down and moving them up and around, and then we can't see them. So, you know, it's a little tricky, okay? So, Debbie, let's see what Debbie has to say, and I'm glad that you screened her.
Hi, Cindy.
All right.
How
hello,
you doing?
Debbie. You're on the air.
Okay. How you doing, Cindy?
Good. Okay, Debbie. So things have been a mess since this summer.
Oh, it's been a mess all year, actually, but it's just coming to a head now.
Okay. And all right. So give us a little heads up. I know you're saying your family's a mess and your mom is physically
not
well.
She's got the beginning of dementia. And she lives with my sister, and they want to put her in a nursing home, and I don't feel she's ready for it. I've been fighting to keep her out, and it's just chaos at the house.
Oh, yeah. And now your sister's the one who takes care of her, though, right?
Yes. And I go there 3 days a week and take care of her. You know,
okay,
we take
so
her
you,
out. I take her shopping. I do things with her. She's
yeah,
still,
so
she's
have,
still
she
kind of lucid.
Okay. Now, kind of lucid. Meaning, can she take care of herself?
She could take care of herself. She could shower. She could dress. She can go to the store. She walks and talks to everybody. She doesn't forget where she is. She knows exactly where she's going. She even tells me what roads to turn on. You know, like she remembers more stuff than I do. You know, I'll say, oh, I wanted to do something today, and she'll say, didn't you want to do this? And I forgot. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Aww.
So that's
and
what
how,
I mean.
How old is your mom now?
She's 89.
Okay, and, you know, is it that your sister is just tired of taking care of her as well? Is your sister exhausted from the...
Yeah, she's got a lot going on there. She has my niece living there with her boyfriend and her child that's turning three. It's a lot.
It's a full house there.
Yeah, it's a tiny house, too.
And, yeah, I think that's mainly, you know, your mother's mother is talking a little bit. Do you remember her at all?
Oh, sure. I was very close. She was more of a mother.
She loves you very much.
Oh, God. I'm always with her.
And she's thanking you for everything you're doing for her daughter, and which, you know, she's trying to help as well. But it's mainly what your grandma's saying is that it's too small, the house, and it's, you know, something has to give. And is there anywhere else she could go to live that's not a nursing home?
No, no, not at all. She can't come
right
here. My house isn't set up for that. And
right,
my other sister can't have her there. But this was the only alternative.
Right.
You know, after my dad died, he's gone six years now, and they had to sell the house. And she was expecting to buy another house, but that just never panned out.
Okay. Now, does she have any money of her own, your mom?
Not too much left. Not too
okay
much left.
Okay.
And my sister
and
kind of transferred it all so that she could be on Medicaid.
Right. So, but it's transferred. It must still exist, the money.
Some of it, not all of it.
Yeah,
you know,
she
didn't come away from the house with a lot of money.
Yeah, and
my dad had a mortgage and an equity loan, and he sold his life insurance policy to keep things going. So
yeah, it's sad when you live so long, because sometimes you think you had enough money to go on, but it's
at one time they had a lot of money. You know, they made it with their business, but
they just made wrong decisions. Okay. Now, with your mom, have anyone discussed the nursing home with her?
Oh, she has. She wants no part of it. She still thinks she's going to get her driver's license back, and she's going to get her own apartment and take her dog with her. She has this big German Shepherd that don't listen.
All right. So that's another thing with your sister, because you'd have to have a little sympathy for your sister. She's got your mom and the German Shepherd too.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. Your dad misses you too. He's a little bit apologetic. I don't know if you know what he'd be apologetic about, but he's a little apologetic from the other side. And maybe more that he's not here to help. But it seems like your sister's going to crack up, is what he said. Like she could ever, you know, the situation's a lot for her. But there are a lot of hands on deck. Does her daughter help? Does anyone else?
No.
I mean, if other people
I'm the
would
only
help,
one helping. I'm the only one helping.
Right, and it's a really
my
lot.
Niece has no patience at all, and she's got her little baby there, so, you know, that's going on. And my other sister wants her gone. She just has no feeling for her at all.
Right, so we're not going to count what she has to say. It's almost like, there'll be a point when probably a year from now she may have to go in the nursing home, but until then, you know, your dad is asking to, you know, try to convince your sister to keep her home a little longer, you know. It's just that if she goes there, she's going to slide really downhill fast, you know.
I know it. I know she will.
Once you're in the nursing home, they don't like when, you know, you just said she walks. They don't like that in the nursing home. When you walk, they don't like, because you're walking around, you're active. All of a sudden, you're there for 2 weeks, you can't walk anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, her mind isn't gone yet. That's the thing.
Right. Well,
I deal with old people. I know when it's going to come.
Right. I just think it's more that your sister doesn't have the space and is running out of patience from the situation because she's overwhelmed. And
That is true. I do feel for her in that respect.
I mean, even your dad and your grandmother are both saying, you know, the caretaker starts to crack up. And you're great that you have her 3 days. I mean, you help her with that. That's great. But it's still, she has her, you know, a lot. And it's, you know, a lot falls on your sister. What does your sister say to you when you tell her, can we keep mom home a little longer?
She's just about done. She's just about done. I talked her into, at least for the holidays, let's not talk about it. But
right.
she's at her wit's end. My mother's not an easy person either. The both of them are very.
That's what your dad said, in all honesty.
I know. Well, he used to tell me you better hope she goes before me.
Right. He did call her a pain in the ass, okay?
Yeah.
And, and it's difficult. It's stuck between a rock and a hard place, but you can't just put someone in a nursing home. You have to find one, you know, and that takes time, too.
Well, that's what she's doing. She's scoping them out.
Yeah, well, why don't you just trust in the divine timing of all this?
I'm trying.
If she's not meant to go yet, you know, somehow there won't be a home ready for her. Do you know what I mean? It'll just
be,
and if you're, because your dad and her mom are very adamant that if they put her in the right place, it will be okay. But they have to help find the right place as well. And, you know, it's not too far from where you live, too, because you want to be able to see her and everything.
Right.
You know, I don't think you're going to be able to stop this. And your dad said is if you, you know, unless you have an alternative where you could take her, it's going to be impossible for you to stop this because it's really your sister who can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want her having a breakdown either.
Right.
You know, spirit tends to try to protect everyone. So I would let your sister look and see what she has to do. I mean, you have some say on this too, like check out the places, you know, see how it resonates with you.
Right.
You know, you'll still have your 3 days where you could take her too. You know, like you want, that wouldn't change. So she'd still have you. And I think your sister would go, but I think your sister's going to have a breakdown is what your dad just said. You know, she just, you know, she's been taking care of your mom for 6 years now.
Yes.
And, you know, your father said.
We went, and she had breast cancer. We went through a lot with her.
Who had breast cancer? Your sister?
My mother did.
Okay. So, oh, wow.
She
so, yeah, I mean, wow. So your father's saying, don't fight your sister on this. Don't listen to what your other sister has to say because she doesn't really care one way or the other. But do you love your sister?
Yeah, I do. I get mad at her because she's a control freak.
Yeah, well, that's also hard when you're a control freak and you have a house full of people.
Right.
Because you feel like you're in control of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost see like, you know, I'm sure this is not what you want to hear, but I'm not seeing you're going to be able to stop this.
Yeah, I just have that feeling you're going
to
say that.
No, and I wish I could tell you otherwise. And I'm even trying to get your dad and grandma, and your dad and grandma both saying, look, your sister has her hands full with, you know, her own daughter, her own, you know, grandkid. You know, the, you know, that has to be her priority right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
So because I don't see you can stop this, you can ask them to make sure you find a place where she actually might be happy. Okay?
Okay.
You know, where she might have friends or, you know, with there are some nice nursing homes, and if it's one of those, she may find herself happy there. Okay? Because she's kind of not so happy at your sister's house. I don't know
no,
if you know
she's
that.
Miserable.
Uh-huh, that's what your father said.
She's
so,
miserable there.
So
she curses
she's miserable
my father
there.
Out. She wants him to take her. She wants to die.
Right. Well, that's why she's miserable there. The best thing is to ask them to get her a place where she will be happy and where you'll be able to see her your 3 days a week.
Right.
And it might end up being better for her. You know, she has a staff that's treating her with respect. They have activities to do because you said she's active. They do have activities, maybe meeting people. So, you know, when my mother-in-law needed, you know, my first husband's mother needed to go into a nursing home, I'd been a children's entertainer at the time, and no one could find her a nursing home. They were, like, not available. And I happened to have a client call, and I remember they were looking for a Batman to come to the party or whatever. And I was talking to my client, and I mentioned that we can't find a nursing home for my mother-in-law. And she happened to work in one that was less than 10 minutes from where my father-in-law lived. And there happened to be an opening. And she got, you know, my mother-in-law in a really nice nursing home, really close to where my father-in-law could visit her every day, only 10 minutes away. So it happened to be a perfect solution. So what I'm trying to say, if I could have that little miracle, maybe you can have a little miracle like that too, almost accepting that this is going to have to happen.
Right.
And just then say, well, if it's going to happen, then we have to, if you keep fighting, it's almost like, the last minute, you know, your sister will just take any place or shove her in there. But
right.
if you say to your sister, I'm not adverse to this, the only thing I'm going to ask you is that I get to approve the nursing home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it might make her happy, and it'll make you feel a little in control of the situation. Okay? And, you know, because otherwise I could just see it's going to start a big fight between your sister, and she's going to do it anyway. Do you know what I mean? And then you're going to have no relationship with her. You know, and You don't want that to happen, do you?
No.
Okay, so ask
We've all been at odds with each other for a while.
Yeah, and maybe if you could just see your sister's point of view, but she has to see yours too, that you want to make sure that this is a place that your mom will be happy at.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like your dad a lot. He's actually, a funny man. And
yeah, he is.
He has a good sense of humor, and he thanked me for kind of allowing him to speak. Because he said his opinion is that in the next year she's going to get too difficult to take care of. So it's better to, you might not find a place for 3 to 6 months. It may not happen in a day.
Well, that's what my sister said.
Because maybe you'll reject the first place, okay?
Uh-huh.
By time it happens, you're going to realize she needed to go, okay?
Right.
So that's, your dad said, can you trust that we're in divine timing here?
Okay.
Now, if you had gotten through in the summer, it probably would have been a different reading, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been, it's too far. She doesn't need one yet. But now it looks to me like she's going to start needing it.
I'm starting to see her fail a little bit.
Okay. And it might be physically she gets weak. Do you know
right.
what I mean? Could
right.
be that. So if you would just go and give your sister a holiday gift, which is, look, I understand this is inevitable and it's going to have to happen. All I'm asking is that I get to check out the nursing home.
Okay.
And that will make you feel like you're not deserting your mom. You're still going to see her the same 3 days a week.
Right.
And tell your sister it's got to be close enough for me to go so I could see her. And this way, if you come in 3 days a week, believe me, they take really good care of your mom. You're there
right.
3 days a week, okay?
Right.
It's when people never visit sometimes, that's a problem. But if you visit, like my father-in-law visited every day. And
now with the COVID, they don't let you visit. That's the problem.
Well, they will let you take her out, perhaps.
Right.
Let's see how protocols change in the next 6 months, too. You know what I mean? So that might change. But keep asking your dad and her mom for help, okay? Those are the two assigned to help with this situation. And, I'm glad you called in because this is a problem a lot of people are going to face, what to do with an aging parent. It's not easy,
But as far as your other conversation with following your gut instincts,
right.
I've learned that through life, that every time I don't follow my gut, it's always wrong.
Right. And now what's your gut on this? Like you just said to me, she's kind of failing. So almost your gut is telling you yourself that this is inevitable.
It's inevitable, but not yet. That's what I'm saying.
And again, it isn't going to happen in a second.
And that's
and
what
again,
I kept telling my sisters. It's not happening, not yet.
But it could take 3 months to 6 months to find a nursing home.
Okay.
And again, if they give you the right to say no, and you're going to tell them not to say no because it's a nursing home. If I go in there and it's good, I'm saying yes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Don't let it, like you're saying that, so you'll just keep saying no. This place stinks. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So try to come from the vantage point that you're willing to see this. And,
yeah. See,
and
my problem is I've been to so many nursing homes with my customers, and this I haven't seen one nice yet.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Rocky Point.
Okay, yeah. There are some.
But my uncle was in one in Glen Cove. It was a high-end, and let me tell you, they treated him like crap. It was a horror. It was a horror, absolute horror.
Well, I know my mother-in-law was in the Daleview Nursing Home in Farmingdale, and that was, I couldn't vouch for it now, but it was 15 years ago. It was really very, very nice nursing home. I don't know now. I mean, 15 years is a long time. So
the problem is they don't have enough help.
Yeah, well, isn't that the story of everything nowadays?
And so the people they are getting, they're strung out, and they don't have the patience or the time.
But you see, it's a little bit different if you come in regularly. That
right.
makes a big difference, okay? And even you're there to help with things. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So, and maybe you can also tell your sister that she'd have to go visit your mom one day a week. And
right.
I don't know if she could do more than that. So you go three, she goes one. That's 4 days,
Right.
So, your dad promises, though, he will make sure she's in a good place. So
okay.
I trust him,
Okay.
And he said you were a very good daughter, by the way. You're
thanks,
a very
Steph.
Good daughter. And he doesn't want you fighting with your sisters over this.
Right.
Because it's just, you can't win in these situations. Do you know what I mean? And you would rather, look, if it's, when something's inevitable, we have to accept what we can't change.
Right.
And that means once we, and then you have to make it the best it could be. Okay? And, you know, the best it could be under these circumstances. You know, and no one ever wants to have to, you know, put someone in a nursing home, but sometimes it just gets to be too much for people. Again, if they had more space and they could maybe get an aide in a few hours a day and stuff like that, but I don't think your sister needs another person coming in.
No,
the house.
She can't.
Like another aide.
And with the dog, she can't. There's no way to put the dog.
Yeah, well, what you going to do with
and
the dog?
People are afraid, you know.
Yeah, well, German Shepherds can be scary.
Yeah.
So,
she's, you know, she's not a scary dog, but she is a scary dog to people.
Right. So at least if you could come and take her, she could see the dog too, you know.
Right.
But, you know, thanks for sharing with us. Call in again and let us know. And also, you know, you could go to my website, Grant Me a Higher
Love.
Well,
the problem is I can't do that because I don't have, I don't do computers or anything. I don't do technology. I'm a holdout. I don't even have a smartphone.
Oh, you don't have a smartphone.
No.
Yeah. Well, let's see what other way you
I do
take.
Have your phone number for your business
just
phone
call
number.
Me and leave it, just do the old-fashioned. Call me.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And leave it on my machine. Cindy, I want to get through. That works. Old-fashioned
okay.
works. Okay?
Okay.
You know, we forget about the obvious, you know. It was so funny. One time my texting wasn't working on the phone, and I was panicking because I was waiting here for my daughter. And my husband said, you know, it is a phone. You can call
know,
her.
I know. I love it. People are so controlled now.
Well, keep us posted and have a Merry Christmas and a big
you
hug
too.
From your dad to you.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You very much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, isn't it so hard, all these decisions, what
yep.
to do with aging parents, and
No, that's rough. That's definitely rough. But you know what, though?
Rough.
Not all nursing homes are, you know, the worst thing, you know? And, I mean, and maybe they could even come up with a compromise, because maybe it doesn't have to be a nursing home. Maybe it could just be assisted living, you know? I mean, so that this
but
way...
assisted
the,
living costs
the,
a lot of money. Unfortunately, since
no, you know what,
like,
though? Not really, though. Let me tell you, because depending on what her level of care is, you know,
right.
I mean, and from the sounds of it, she sounds like she's very similar to Lisa's grandmother. And we just got back in June. We just put Lisa's grandmother into assisted living over in Bohemia. And they're absolutely wonderful over there. And, you know, Lisa's grandmother still gets to keep, you know, some of her autonomy, you know, but she's got people that, you know, that will help her get dressed and get her in and out of bed and things like that, help her go to the bathroom if she needs to, you know, and all of those things. But there's still, you know, she's still able to leave her room on her own. She's able to go play cards. She's able to go, you know, play bingo when they have bingo over there. You know, I mean, she's able to do more than if she were living at home, you know, just because of that. So maybe assisted living might be the way to go, you know, not necessarily a nursing home, because a nursing home implies that she can't take care of herself. If she could take care of herself, but her memory is just starting to go, then you could very, very easily get her into an assisted living facility, and everything will be included, you know. So, you know, if you move around her finances and everything else, you know, the proper way, you can definitely get her in there, and, you know, her insurance will cover, you know, a very, very large chunk of it, and it would be the same as her paying rent. Really, you know, I mean, a little bit more expensive than rent, but all meals are included, you know, and everything is everything that she needs is, you know, that she could possibly need is included, and they have their own little bank there. So if she wants to go over and she wants to get some cash out, you know, for anything that they have on premises, she could do it, you know. So
I don't think,
maybe that
I don't
might
think
be
they have
nice...
that. I don't think they have that much money, though, actually. So I think that's the problem.
Well, but that's even better, because you can because what we did with Nanny is we took her assets out of her name. And you know what? Everything is basically everything is covered under insurance.
I don't think that you mean Medicare or Medicaid or
yeah,
Medicaid. Okay, well that's good to know. Maybe they can she can check out.
Yeah, I mean it might be something to look into. It might be easier, you know, than you know setting her someplace that's really for people who can't care for themselves. You know, it just might be a happy medium.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I hope she was listening and heard that. Okay,
yeah.
So. You want to go to Amanda Fest, right? Because she might
yes.
have some lessons she has learned.
You think? Let's see.
Hello, Amanda Fest.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Thank you for your beautiful Christmas card. You look beautiful.
Oh,
you look beautiful in your card.
Oh, thank you. yeah, and I just came home. I'm home for the holidays, so that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, TJ's father, who was the pilot in World War II, the one who always said it's a lot easier to fly when they're not shooting at you, his name of his plane was I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was his plane.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute?
That's so cute. Yes, that's so cute. I like that.
So tell me, what's on your mind? So can you tell us if you've learned anything from listening to our show? Because you're a regular listener.
I am. I guess I'm just gonna piggyback off what Kathy said and just, you know, trust your gut. Also trust that the universe has your back and that you're being divinely guided. Because you know, if we haven't forgotten, I was happy in a relationship at the beginning of this year, and I thought that I was going to be moving to North Carolina, and then he broke up with me, I was like, okay, like, great, what's going on now? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And now I am, I moved to the West Coast. I'm going to school and doing very well in school, actually. I also got into the pilot pathway program for my airline of choice. I have a lot of, even though being in the relationship was nice, I definitely have many more things that are even nicer. Or even the nicest things I've ever had. So, just trust in the process. Yeah,
trust in the process. And also, what you said was when someone screws us over, or doesn't do what we think they're going to do, and it looks like they're screwing us over, it can push us forward. It made you do something. And career was your number one goal in coming back to Earth, by the way. Career and soulmate love was a close second. Babies were a third. So you were going to end up putting him above your career, and that wouldn't have been good. So let's get your career. Then you'll get your soulmate and your babies, okay? So know that this is all better because you're happier than you would have ever been in your life.
Oh, I'm ecstatic right now. I'm even more ecstatic that I'm home for Christmas. And the dog has been following me around the house all day. I got in at like 6 o'clock this morning, and I unlocked the door, and you and I have talked about this before I even left, that she definitely has a human soul in her, and I could just tell when I opened the door, like, she had this look of like disbelief that it was me at first, and then when she realized, oh my God, it's Amanda, like, I just, the tail started going, and then she tackled me and kissed the everling shit out of me. But I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. And when it's time to go home, it's time to go home, and get back to doing what I love to do.
Wow, and that's good. And so, you've basically just learned. Also, you've learned if the world gives you lemon, make lemonade. Okay.
Yeah,
don't sit around and get sad. And, figure out, cry forever. Cry for a little bit, mourn, and then move on.
Yep, that's right.
And that's a big, important lesson.
Yes, and so, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I was upset for a little bit. And then, obviously a lot of other things happened too, with the fire department, obviously, and that sort of, everything, all those things sort of drove me to where I am today. And, I'm enjoying the journey, but I also can't wait to see, what my life is going to be like, a year from now. So very, very happy, very, very grateful, very blessed.
That is such a great thing to hear. Now we're going to try to get, I think, Debbie Tony, because I think she wanted to say what she learned this year. So we'll get as many people as we can hear what they've learned. And Amanda always learns. She's one of my favorite clients because she listens to guidance even when it's not what she wants to hear. And then she turns it around. And given the pieces of information she needs, then she goes, okay, I got to change something.
And you've been telling me to study for the longest time, and I'm doing it, and obviously I know that you're seeing it pop up that I'm taking all these exams and I'm scoring pretty high on them, so I'm very proud of myself.
Yep, and remember, years ago I taught you got to study. Not that you're not smart, but if you don't study, you're not going to pass these things. That's a karmic lesson. I don't care how smart you are, you got to study. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Nicole, you need to text me out just because I want to send you a card.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, I'll text you. I got you.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
We love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, now I think Debbie Tony's on the air. Do you see her number anywhere?
I see a lot of numbers here. Debbie Tony is not one of them. Debbie Tony, where are you?
You see the 346, I think.
I don't see a 346 on my screen.
Okay, let me see. I'll see.
All right, hold on. Let me refresh. Let me just try to refresh here. Because
there you go. You got me.
Okay, we got you, right? We got you?
You got me.
Oh, there you go.
Me.
Oh, she just jumped up. There you go. She was on my second screen.
Oh, my God, I said 346, and then Sydney says it's a 346 number. I'm telling you.
Right, because you know what? You think I would know your numbers by now, but I always think of your other number, you know?
But it's good. I told Nicole it's better you don't know it, because then when I'm meant to be on the show, you put me on. Right?
That's right. That's exactly right. So tell us, did you learn anything in this 2021 year?
Okay,
especially
now
listening to our show, because you never listened to our show really until about 2020. It's like
I was always teaching.
Right. It's the pandemic. After that, you became a listener because you weren't teaching anymore that night with the pandemic.
Yep. So I just want to comment on Amanda saying that when she has to go home, she has to go home, that she's learned to accept her change and her new home is her home, and I'm going to go in with an attitude of a clean slate when I go and move, as opposed to like feeling like New York is my home. I hope that I can change and get that same kind of attitude that she doesn't realize she has. So that was pretty awesome. And the other thing was self-forgiveness, because I'm beating myself up. I didn't do enough for my dad, my cat. And when they cross over, they don't want us to be sad. I didn't, Florence too. I didn't get to spend enough time with her. I didn't go to see her shows in New Jersey when she performed. They don't want you to beat yourself up about that. So I have to learn self-forgiveness and forget about the signs. And I really believe, oh, my God, I believe because of you. So,
right.
I mean, I'm so grateful. I am also very blessed and very lucky. I think miracles happen every day, and I'm noticing them, and I'm appreciating them. And when I call out to a spirit, especially when I'm reading your book, I get chills. So they're around me. I am believing in the fact that I am guided, protected, and loved by the other side.
Wow. And who has spent more time with Confessions of a Reluctant Son, only you and me spent that much time with it.
Yes.
The messages and in it must be going deep inside of you and changing things.
Yes.
You know, and we're a little slow to learn messages. I know sometimes when I think I don't know the answer to something, and Spirit will tell me, Cindy, open Grant Me a Higher Love to page 356. I'll open it, and there's the answer. You know this stuff. What's the matter with you? You've written it, you know? So sometimes we are a little slow to get messages, but and I'm so glad that people have shared what they're learning, why they're listening. And if anyone wants to, next week, because I kind of threw this at people, so maybe Karen or Jean who listens or Andrew, if they have something they might want to add next week, just let us know that you would like to share what you learned listening to the show.
You know what? Well, you could never say in 1 minute what you learned from the show. The show is done. This show saved me from so much depression and sorrow and longing and, you know, probably from being even suicidal where I don't want to live anymore.
Right, because that's,
you know,
what happens
really,
when you have a lot of loss. And so that's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a little bit of a lifeline, a little bit of like we're all in the same boat. We all make the same stupid mistakes. We all have the same instances where people hurt us or people die and people leave us and ah, la, la, and it's pain. But if you can hear it and spend a week, a little time, an hour a week, in which you're putting your spiritual self first, and what are the lessons in all this pain? God doesn't give all this pain for no reason. So I think that's, I hope you get out of this show too, that there are lessons to be learned. And when we learn those lessons, God doesn't keep giving us the same lessons over and over again. You know, and that's important. Well, they're going to knock us off the air in about 20 seconds. We're going to have the last show of the year next week, which is so exciting. And then we're going to begin the year 2022, and let's see what that great year has to hold for everyone. So good night for now, and we'll all speak next week.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye.